A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out. We're still trying to figure out how we can get some football on a Tuesday night. And I'm not talking about, they're doing the foreign substance check on the old Blue Jays pitcher.
That's just kind of a standard.
A standard?
Yeah.
Oh, what we were watching there is basically the new TSA of...
More or less.
Like, stand over here, put your hands over your head.
Yeah. Remember take your cleats off.
Do you remember the puffer?
The belt's got to come off.
Do you remember the puffer? Remember the air puff thing?
Oh.
That's old. I mean, that was like at the beginning of everything. I don't know what it did. I guess if you had made a bomb, it would like...
they had the air puffer in like a Disney ride.
Where, they did?
It's a Bug's Life. And you thought it was like... It was the bees that were actually stinging you. Because you're watching the movie, right? And then the seats, they spray you with like...
There's not one time that I go through the thing that they don't go, oh, it looks like you have something yellow in your pocket. I always go through there. I always think there's something on me.
The thing. What's the...
When you go through the... Hold your hands up, and then they go. Oh. You go through the thing, and they go, stand over here to the right. Mail assist? I get mail assisted all day long.
But, you know.
Hey, guess what? We've got so much show to get through still. And I'm excited because Jeremiah Justice is going to join us in just a few minutes. And we're going to do our locals in the NFL discussion that we promised you we'd have. But also, just high drama in the state of Utah right now. Scott, you have a half smile on your face because on the one hand, it's weird that we have all these things going on. Utah is going through this weird renaissance this week that's been forced upon them with Charlie Brewer leaving. But I think everybody was excited to have the new Cam Rising. We are so short-sighted as fans and as people who watch this thing. Everyone was ready to move on to Cam Rising anyway. And I think that's what Charlie Brewer probably saw today when he said, we'll see you later, because he was...
A lot of people didn't like Al Davis, but Al Davis is the most honest person ever in sports. Just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win, baby. That's all anyone cares
right.
about.
It's the what have you done. It's the football version of what have you done for me lately.
They don't care. They don't care who it is. They don't care how it gets done. Just win.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how these cycles go, because it's been a long time since Utah fans have felt this despondent, this distant from like feeling like things were going to be going okay. That's where we're going to start things off. It's our 8:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. We should do the foreign substances check before we get into the studio.
Yeah.
We have Mitchell, our board op, go there and go, hold on, Scott, stand over to the side over here. Take off your hat. Take your belt off. What's going on in your gloves, dude? What's going on in your glove?
I need to take my shoes off.
That's the thing. Did you hear there was like new technology? They're like, we're figuring this thing out. You might not ever have to take your shoes off at the airport anymore.
Oh.
And as a guy who wears a 14 and a half, 15 shoe.
So when I go to the airport, just so you know.
It's a hassle, man.
I think of my shoes. What shoes am I going to wear?
I do too.
Because
easy
I don't want to.
Easy off.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now that you and I have been losing weight, I got to be real careful about the belt. You go through
belt drops, the pants are down to my
ankles. Sir, can you hold your hands up?
It's like, I can't hold my hands up.
No, I cannot. Male assist.
There's a trick to that.
Male assist.
You have to kind of widen your legs just a little bit to kind of brace your pants so they don't fall down.
Stick the old, well, it's less of a gut to stick out now.
Yeah.
Proud to report. So, Scott, this year, college football, as we're starting to look at things, I can't help but wonder if there's going to be a shift in some of the power this year. Now, not with Alabama. They're still going to be the national champions maybe for the next 3 years. But.
I don't know. They're coming.
What? Oh, because they struggled against Florida in the second half. They still didn't lose. But Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. These are all teams that now Clemson already has got a loss this year and didn't look fantastic over the weekend either. Ohio State lost at home to Oregon. Oklahoma. They're hit and miss already, but the cyclical nature of college football, obviously you're not going to have the same type of dynasty that you're always going to. It's not always going to be the same four teams. And when the college football playoff expands, by the time you even get to that, I think you're going to see a lot of changes this year. At least I'm hoping. Just like in the BYU-Utah rivalry. Obviously, it's not going to be an indefinite win streak. Forever.
Right.
At some point, things
change. Never been more than nine games. Even now.
I look at it and I go, is this a time? Is this a year? And maybe COVID helped out with this, or maybe it didn't, but certainly at least our attitudes are changing about it. Could we see a shift in power over the next 5 or 6 years in college football?
Well, I think it's fascinating. Yeah. And you know where a shift could come? I'll give you a shift right here.
Give me a shift.
In the recent future, like this year, it's going to get down to it. Potentially BYU could start having discussions about is a non-power five team going to make it into the college football playoffs. That could be a reality this year. Between, I'm just telling you, BYU continues to win. They're 15 right now, and they put together a string of really good wins here. They could be in that, they're gonna have to go undefeated. That's there's no way around it. And they play USC the last game of the year. They beat USC the last game of the year. Serious conversation about playing in the college football playoffs, but certainly could be a New Year's Day.
New Year's game. Six. Yeah. Which they've been projected by some to be in that one. You saw that Brett McMurphy put them against Cincinnati in the Fiesta.
So here's where I could see a shift happening. If USC hires the right coach, then all of a sudden you could start seeing Oregon and USC, because it looks like Oregon's they're going to be in the conversation for everything. They're already in the top four in the country now, and they continue to win. The Pac-12 North, soft. Pac-12, other than maybe Oregon, is pretty soft. Remember, really?
I can't believe how bad Washington already is.
Remember how we go
to Pac-12 media day and I go, Washington's going to be good this year.
Yeah,
man, Oregon State, they're turning it around. Actually, right. Oregon State is not nearly as bad as they used to be. Yeah. They're not the worst team in the North anymore.
No.
That battle is between Wazoo and Washington.
Which is crazy.
Which is weird.
But that's the cycle, right? I mean, that's what we're even discussing here. So you could see with this, you know, if you got the right coach at USC, you could see the shift in college football heading away from, because there was a time when USC and Matt Leinart and all those guys and Pete Carroll, you know, USC was kind of the deal. You know, they were making it happen. So the one thing that's certainly consistent about all of this is that it will change. It never stays the same. And I think people just feel like, oh, this is never going to end. This is never going to. You know, are we ever going to win? And yeah, the answer is your team eventually at some point is going to win. You know, our HR director, Beth, she's on cloud nine right now because things are really great for the BYU Cougars. I mean, they're there. Until it's not.
Right.
But, you know, but it's just always going to go through these cycles.
I hope that there is. What's interesting is with all these things that you're talking about right now, the shift in power, it only makes it easier for Alabama to be the national champion currently. Because right now.
Today, all these, yes.
Yeah, I think for the next couple of years. I think for the next 4 years, to be honest. Because if these other teams have the harder time being able to keep pace, But Alabama's just – they're the rich getting richer. They're just – I cannot believe how much talent they bring in. And you have to have true upsets and just true changes to be able to have a team like Alabama. And I don't know if that means I don't know if that means Nick Saban finally going, I think 7, 8, 9 national champions at the school, because he's 70 years old almost now. So you go, at what point do you get tired doing this? At what point do you just say, I don't need to do this every year anymore? Yeah, I don't know. Is it the thing that keeps him young? Who knows?
I hated Nick Saban when he left the Miami Dolphins. I was like, but man, he made the right move. I mean, love him, like him, hate him, whatever. He made the right.
The guy won a national championship.
He made the right move
at LSU, and he's won 38 at Alabama now. So, yeah, I think it was the right move. No one thinks about now. Boy, Nick Saban's like the worst NFL coach ever. It's more like
I don't care.
That guy's the best.
That's why Urban
college
Meyer.
Coach.
That's why Urban Meyer needs to go to USC.
Hey,
he really
now.
Does.
Hey now. All right, we'll take the break here. Hey, Jeremiah Jensen, JJ is going to walk in the studio. We're going to chat a little bit about the locals in the NFL, the changes today up on the Hill at quarterback, shipping one out, and dubbing one your new starter for the rest of the year. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.